SSSS Subcult Death Wish Radio. Subcult Death Wish Radio.
Sick, no lymph nodes is swollen. They told me even when the record skipped, keep it rolling on his shoulder like a California highway patrolman. Launch codes were stolen and sold by Ed Snowden. I fled to Rome and told him to dress me as a Roman. I'm still in photos posing with my own omen. A thumping kicker for me to slam like Hulk Hogan. It's something like a plain bumper sticker, no slogan. This something for the shooters and back and forth commuters who never knew the difference in laws and jurisprudence. I feel as though it's safe to assume that to the students and I can prove to the way that me and Doom do this. You checking the top two of a thousand intelligent chaps with rap projects and housing developments. Cool to cross-legged on a crate like it's elegant. Try to hate, I'm puffing up your face like a pelican. Highly enveloped and activating my melanin. Y'all failing to see what's shaking besides gelatin. News bulletin, I refuse to take the medicine. Fuck a thick skin, I got me an exoskeleton. The black collar feral in a lobster. Deliver like an obstetrician but not a doctor. Bring the Cambridge, the Websters, the Oxfords. The picture too long to watch, see the synopsis. Compensated for playing nice, it's optics. Product of the last poets in the watch prophets. I stop it, it's beyond out of pocket. Dunzo, I hit the gun show and got a rocket. Catastrophic, supreme microphones. In Mexico, we the legendary Dos Cajones. Brothers, both components, utter close to colas. Court holders, with bars as hard as Angolas.
Get rude with the dude off chips. The mood switch, he chewed off strips of a brood witch. Danger make a groove off a glitch. Major boo booty twitch and the crew rich bitch. Always wanted to say that. Ever since the days in hallways taunting the stray cat. The one he often frequently slapped around. All the while waited then graduated cap and gown. Hated the rap sound, debated the crap until he felt he had it mapped down. Enough to have the game trapped and bound. Scratching the crown with the names of lames who yapped the noun. Or verb for that matter, had no data for a herb who chat chatter. Oh, Eric Estrada, fat rat, the mask made him batty as a Mad Hatter. Known for his absurd word choices, and will ignore you if you ask him if he heard voices. Look, the energy is crazy. Far as he was concerned, the enemy was lazy. Your attention please, freeze. He came to seize the free cheese before he flees to Belize. In case you forgot to mention, squeeze these. Just keep it on a need to know basis. They knew he was a Negro, so no need to show faces. Back in the days of no laces, on a slow pace, they used to say he might could go places. Man, whatever the cases, the card he played was ace of spades, but no racist. A spastic, some call loony. When he spit a tune, sarcastic as Paul Mooney.
This is Subcult Death Wish Radio for April of 2024. You just heard Danger Mouse and Black Thought featuring MF Doom. Next up, I'm gonna play some hardcore.
Yeah! What that said, you won't tread my brother's name. I told you that.
Death will fall, death will fall.
That was No Way Out playing Violator and then Criminal Instinct with Tears Won't Fall. I was lucky enough to see both of those bands recently down in San Fernando at Midnight Hour Records, and it was a pretty good show. We were the older guys in the back trying not to get a spin kick to the face, but more power to those kids. Right now, I'm going to play some of the hardcore I grew up with.
I guess it's hardcore. It's what it is. We're all giving and taking, you know what I mean?
From the East Coast to the West Coast, gotta go. True sounds of a revolution, gotta go. In our hearts and in our souls. Gotta go. United we stand, divided we fall. Gotta go.
So that was Agnostic Front playing Gotta Go, Sick of It All playing Locomotive, and Madball playing Set It Off. I guess those are all New York bands. That wasn't on purpose. That's just what came out. I love Agnostic Front, man. They truly are the godfathers of hardcore. There has always been room in that scene for the positive youth kids and the straight edge guys, so let's hear some of that.
You can always be there with your news.
Let's see, that was Instead playing Standing Still, Gorilla Biscuits playing High Hopes, Youth of Today doing Positive Outlook, and Shelter playing Chance. So my first live like hardcore punk rock show was Instead and Gorilla Biscuits at the Country Club in Reseda when I was about 14, and that show was crazy. Love those bands. And then Youth of Today, they were bringing that straight edge. Back then, kids were really hype on that. And the guy ended up starting Shelter, which is a Hare Krishna hardcore band. And us kids thought that was pretty strange back then. It's funny because, you know, today I'm getting down with the Dharma punks, and that's kind of in the same vein, meditating on Zoom with those guys. Anyways, next up, I'm going to play some metal, some crust, some punk, and whatever else.
To get sick!
Well, that was Midnight playing Slave of the Blade and Nausea playing Cyber God.
No jazz before the rumble. You know the rules, Ape Face.
Yeah.
I just played Code 13 playing Give the Kids What They Want, and then Disrupt doing From Protest to Resistance, which is a Conflict cover. And then I played Conflict playing From St. Paul's to Seattle. That Conflict album's great. It's a newer one. Well, in the 2000s at least, called There's No Power Without Control. I always like Disrupt. And Code 13, Give the Kids What They Want. You know it, man. Some of us are getting old, but we gotta show these kids that we got their back.
Yeah. hostile. The feeling you would bring to me, every of my days, I get you really off the ground. What you mean to me? Doesn't matter what we've done, we're headed to the edge. So because we're dead, dead. I'm feeling like a chump, like an awkward fool. Searching you without a gun, from my biggest flow. But I'm starting a different place, we're not getting up mad. The thing is, I have you back, I need you to get out.
That was Litmus Green playing You Don't Own Me, Oppressed Logic playing Fuck Columbus, and Public Nuisance playing Eating Shit Again. Litmus Green and Oppressed Logic were both on a compilation I put out probably 20 years ago, and they both played near my house recently, and I missed both shows. So, bummed about that. I hope they come around soon and I can see them again. Public Nuisance, that song was from the New York band Public Nuisance, and the fucking record skipped on that recording. There is also a band around here in LA called Public Nuisance. I guess they've been around from the 80s. I saw them play in Santa Clarita a couple weeks ago, and it was the first I heard of them. So I couldn't find any of their music anywhere, so I went with the old band I knew. Anyways, it's gonna get pretty weird for the rest of the episode, but this next song's not weird. It's the Minutemen. We'll be right back.
It's slippery, slippery. Looking down the eye.
Okay, so finally to the end of this episode. There's been a lot of different music on here, but really to me it's all just punk, man. You just heard the Minutemen doing Theater Is the Life of You. Harvest Man playing Pure Space 2. Convulsing with Dragged. And Kim Gordon with Trophies. So, Convulsing is just bringing noise. And I put Kim Gordon on here for Gary. And Harvest Man is, you know, it's Steve Von Till from Neurosis. It's just kind of atmospheric. I like to play it from my plants. Anyways, have a good day. Thanks for listening. So here's Daver playing Peril on my bass before he passed away.